Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Night Talker. I'm R.D. Pierce, and I am the Dream Whisperer. Okay, well, you know what? It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy month for the past few weeks. We're almost to the end of December. That's what I always say when we start to get into the teen part of the dates. And I can tell that a lot of people are rushing around, trying to get shopping done, trying to say hello to friends they haven't talked to all year, trying to beat the rush, buy presents, do everything. Well, I just want to tell the world, and I'm including myself in that, I want to tell everyone to please just slow down. Slow down and listen to your innermost man or woman, feeling soul, problem solver. Our subconscious is what talks to us. It's what helps us solve problems during the night. The night is the time to recharge, the time to wake up from our waking sleep and really think about what's going on and help our conscious mind make rational decisions. I laugh because it seems like a lot of people nowadays are really focused on dreams and what your inner man is trying to say to you. Just as an example, just the other day I was watching a show on TV, and the whole premise of the show was to solve problems. The ghosts were coming to the people in their dreams. They were solving problems in their dreams. They were figuring out the mystery by listening to their dreams, seeing visions. It seems like the material world or the external world is finally starting to catch on to what a lot of people have been talking about for a very, very, very long time. We can look at dream interpretations in the Bible, and it talks about how we take those words, those dark sayings in the night, and translate them to our day speak. That's why I love dreams. I think it's so absolutely wonderful if we can learn how to rely on ourselves and God to interpret dreams for us, to talk to us, to tell us what to do, or help us solve a problem. Okay, not necessarily tell you what to do, because I believe that we all have our own minds, and we have our own choices, and we can make our own decisions. But I do believe there are paths that we don't want to take, paths that we should not be on. I was watching a show on TV, a mystery, unsolved mystery TV show, and or unexplained. You know how they have the unexplained parts on the television show, and they were talking about a lady who wanted to be, I can't remember, say an accountant, and she wanted to be with all the other people doing accounting, and that was her big dream, but she kept dreaming about being a ballerina, and that was something that was totally dear to her heart. So she didn't get the dream meaning the first time. And I always believe you'll have the dream come to you a second and a third time if you don't catch the meaning the first time. So she's dreaming the next night, and she sees herself again doing another career, not the accounting career. And it was something that she loved doing. And then she realized, hey, maybe I should take a chance at doing this other career instead of going for the accounting. And she's a huge success. If she hadn't have followed her dreams, who knows where she'd have been. She might have been stuck in a job that was boring and feeling sad and feeling sad for herself. So, okay. Well, we're going to get into some, since it's the Christmas season, we're going to get into some visions and tell you the difference between visions and hallucinations, because we don't want to get stuck with an hallucination and believe it was a vision. I believe I spoke with you a little bit last time about seeing the fairy and being able to tell the difference between the fairy and a real live person having dream deprivation can cause hallucinations. And we definitely want to know how our bodies are, if we're overly tired, if we haven't slept. We have to know what's really going on with our bodies also in order to interpret our dreams. Okay, that will be the next part of the show. I'm going to talk about visions. But before we get into that, I'm going to answer a few questions that I had come to me via the email. And forgive me if I've covered this before, but this seems to be a big topic among some of my listeners. Okay, I have spoken before about how we look at dreams from our own reference points. Since I am Judeo-Christian, I look at my dreams through as messages from God, God's communication to me, in order to help me solve my problems. God speaks to me through my subconscious, and then my subconscious speaks to my conscience, and we are able to solve problems if I am able to interpret what my subconscious is saying. I should be able to interpret it, because my subconscious will use symbols, will use ideograms, will use numbers. It will use what it needs and what it knows that I understand in order to give me a vision, to give me a dream that I can interpret. So, that being said, I'm going to go on to the question I have from my emailer. She asked me about dreams of teeth. Her family has one interpretation, and I'm going to tell her, even though teeth may mean several different things to several different people, to me and in my heritage, my mom has always told me, oh, if you dream of losing teeth, you're losing friends. Now, I won't say that came from a Judeo-Christian standpoint, but I would say that comes from folklore. And my mother comes from African Cherokee, Choctaw, and some Apache heritage. So, with that in mind, she has passed to me the belief that losing teeth means to lose friends. And I can give you a little history with me. I used to dream about that. I'd wake up and I'd actually think I could feel my teeth falling in my head, rolling around. When I woke up, I thought maybe I had little crumbles. It was so real, my dreams about the teeth falling out. Until I started to pay more attention to those kinds of dreams, that specific symbol in the dream. And when my mother told me, oh, that means you're losing friends, I had the dream, and then in my waking hours, I thought, have I lost some friends? Are there some people pulling away from me? Are there some people I'm pulling away from? And lo and behold, there were a couple people that I was distancing myself from. And when I interpreted that dream didn't come back. You know, now I've had it other times too, because of changes, moving away from people, taking people out of your life, people taking me out of their life, things like that. But once you understand what the symbol is, and there's confirmation within you, one One dream interpreter says your heart will leap. So if your heart is leaping and it's saying, yes, that's what it is, that's what this means, more than likely you will not have that dream again during that week while you're interpreting it. Now, you might have it again if you interpret something, you interpret one thing right, but you have some other parts of the dream that just didn't click, and you need more clarification. And you can always ask yourself, hey, what did this mean to me? Did I really get this? Do I understand? And you can ask God to show you the dream again, and also to reveal something to you, reveal that dream to you once more. Okay, enough of those symbols. I hope that's helping you guys out there. I hope you're using your own dream dictionary from your culture, and also asking God to help you with some of the symbols. But I hope this is helping you solve some of your problems. That's the biggest thing. If you're able to solve your own problems, you will be so much further along in this journey that we're all on. Okay, we'll take a little break, and I will start with our visions. Okay, welcome back. We are going to talk about some visions during this holiday season. And I want to talk about two types of dreams. I did say visions. I want to talk about fugue states, because that's when you're half awake and you're half asleep. And visions, from my interpretation, is when you are awake. I define visions partially as pictures that we see in real life. We can see a vision of a scene that will flash before our eyes, and we will be awake. There's no qualms about us whether we were asleep or not. We are awake and we see a vision. It is not a dream state, it's real life. Another type of vision is a seeing. Vision, seeing. A seeing where we can see into the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is actually interacting with us. But you are awake during these two types of visions. Okay, and then the fugue state is when you're half asleep and you're half awake. In this state, I believe that you can see spiritual beings. You can see spirits, disembodied creatures. You can see, you can hear, and you see, you can also see parts of a dream. Your dream can be a fugue state too, but you're half awake, half asleep. The special part to this is that you can bring in, since you're half awake, you can bring in environmental smells, noises, feelings. If you smell bacon cooking, you might have bacon in that aroma of bacon in your dream, your vision. If you hear a certain show on the television, that might come in, that person might be in your vision, and they're talking and they're saying exactly what they were saying on the TV. Okay. Another type of fugue state is when you're half awake, but it's someone else and they're communicating with you, someone that you know, and it's a message. You're getting a message from it. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, let's go into the first part. Let's go into fugue states. Let me give an example, another example of a fugue state. One time, there was someone that I was, an ex-boyfriend that I was very, very attached to. And we were having some difficulty with the relationship. And I was saying to myself, you know, what's going on? Help me out. Help me figure this out. I don't know what's going on with this. So what happened was I saw him in the back part of my house at the back door. And it was a bright light. So I got up in my dream. My spirit body got up, walked to the back door, and he was like in a cloud and a bright light. And I called his name, but he wouldn't come back. He kept going. He left. So, as we know, homes represent ourselves. The back door, he left. He left out the back. He left. He left the house. He didn't come back. So, and that's exactly what happened in real life. I knew he was slipping away. Our relationship was coming to an end. And he just left. And so that calmed me and made me understand, okay, I'm not going to try to hold on to this anymore. You know, we both knew it was the end. Okay. Another fugue state, half asleep, half awake vision would be the death of my dog. And I may have spoken to you about this before when I saw my dog come back. She died, very traumatic. She came to me. An angel was behind her, huge angel. It looked like a regular man. No wings, no anything. He just came in. She came to me. She sat down. She looked at me. I looked at her. She turned around. The angel turned around and they walked through the front door. And I had such a peace because of that. And I say that I was half awake because in the dream, it was me walking through it. There's a difference when you're in a fugue state. It feels like you are awake. It feels like you're walking through the house. You're actually walking. I wouldn't say, you could say leaving your body, kind of those kinds of dreams where you do leave your body, but you're dreaming and you're still in the bed. Another fugue state, I went to a friend that I had been wanting to see, wanting to know if he was okay. I went to that friend and it felt like I left my body. It was a jolt of energy. Phew, took me out of my body. I appeared on some kind of bridge or barge, and he was sitting there with his family, and I saw that he was okay, and I told him, wished him well, wished him health. So that settled my mind, knowing that my friend was okay. Okay, let's go to visions. Remember, visions are pictures that we see in real life. It's not a dream. One specific vision that I had was when I was laying in my bed and I looked up and there was an angel. There was a messenger angel, and she was giving me a message which has not come to pass yet, but I know that it was a message for me because my soul leaped. My heart confirmed it. Now you can say, oh yeah, crazy people confirm it too, but there's a difference. When you're at a place in your life where you know that you're stable, you're not hallucinating, you know the difference between hallucinations and visions, when you can tell that difference, there's no kinds of, I don't use any kind of drugs, I'm not under any kind of influences, no alcohol, no nothing. Now you know your system is clean and you know that your body is consecrated, you know that your dreams are pure, and when they come through, you know that it's not some kind of crazy leftover from the hot tamale you had at 12 o'clock that night. Do you know? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so another vision was, and I'm going to give you an example that my mother had. She was late for work and standing on the corner waiting for the bus to take her to her workplace. Well, the bus never came. She's still waiting. She said a car pulled up and it was a lady and a little dog in the car. And she just opened the door and got in. Now, this is very strange for my mom because she will not go with a stranger, you know, being by 10. Just, you know, my mom wouldn't do that. So she immediately got in the car, sat down, and the lady was talking to her. She didn't tell her where she was going. Now, she could have looked at her uniform and said, oh, she's going to this hospital down there. But the lady took her there. She took her to the front, and they were talking. And my mother was, in her heart, she said she was afraid of the little dog because it kept barking. And the lady looked and said, don't be afraid of the dog. It's all right. And a very calm little lady. She drove her to the front where my mother usually gets out. My mother got out and she heard a voice that said to her, turn around and see where the car went. And this was within a few seconds. She turned around. The car wasn't there. The lady wasn't there. There would not have been enough time for the lady to back out and drive down the driveway. So my mom even ran all the way down the sidewalk to the street, and the car wasn't there. And the light had been on red because where the other corner of the light was, there was another corner where the light was, and in order for traffic to move out, it would have dropped her off and then came around and would have gone to that corner. So when the lady pulled into the hospital, she could see the red light. She pulled into the hospital. And interesting, the lady, she had never seen the lady before and has never seen her since. But my mother made it to work. So, you know, visions. She interacted with the lady. The lady talked to her. And it was a helping vision. Okay. Another vision, I would say, was my daughter was in the car and we were getting ready to go to church. And she said, Mommy, Mommy, your angel's right there. Now my door was open and I looked and I couldn't say anything. I looked at her and she had her head down. I said, where? And she pointed with her head still down. And I looked and I said, describe the angel to me. And she said, it's big. It's got a big head. And she described the angel. Vision. Clearly my daughter was not asleep. We were talking and she was going to church along with me. Voices that speak to you, giving you messages. Now if a voice gives you a message and it causes you fear, I do not believe that is a helpful message to solve something, to solve a problem. Now I had a dream where I dreamt my hair was falling out. And in my dream, I was like, Mom, look at my hair. It's falling out. And my mother said, oh, look, it's dry. So I paid no attention to the dream. Didn't want to interpret it. Didn't want to have anything to do with that dream. Bound that dream up. I didn't bind it up, but I should have. Anyway, the next couple of nights, I had another dream about my hair just falling out. Didn't write that dream down, didn't want anything to do with it. A few days later, my hair started to fall out in the top, in the front. And I thought, oh gosh, what did my dream say? Dry hair. So, you know, I did some conditioning treatments and all that, you know, how women are with their hair. So, dreams, vision dreams, now that was truly, I put that into a dream category. I don't put that into a vision, but dreams like that helped me solve a problem. Now that dream is different from when I had the dream where I heard a voice tell me, you must write this book. You should have written this book. Once you start to interpret your dreams and start to watch your dreams, you will be able to tell the difference between a vision dream, a vision, a fugue state dream, and just a problem-solving dream. So you're awake with the visions. You're interacting with beings. You're interacting with pictures, you're seeing things. With your fugue state dreams, you're half asleep, half awake, but you're moving. All your senses are there. You're feeling things. And in your and also in your visions, you may hear voices talking to you. And two, you must test those voices and study what your dreams are saying to you. Don't always just take a dream and say, "Oh, this is it. This is what it means." It has to resonate within you. And I told you the dream about the hair to talk about the fear. So that was a scary dream, but it wasn't a negative dream. Like I hate driving over bridges. I used to hate driving over bridges when I was younger. And I had to go across the Mobile Bay Bridge, and I didn't want to do it all by myself, 8 o'clock at night, dark. This voice said, "You're going to die." And I said, "I am not." I was so afraid. That voice was audible. I heard it, and I knew that that was not a helping angel trying to tell me, "Oh, okay, you're going to die. Time to get ready." No, it was a fear voice that came to me, and I said, "I will not die, and I will make it across this bridge," and I did make it across this bridge. Here is 20 years later, and I drive across that bridge all the time. Know what these dreams are. Don't accept voices. Don't accept visions that cause fear. The dream about my hair, sure, I didn't want to hear it, but it was helping me. The negative voices, do not listen to those. And hopefully, once you start, you become experienced in interpreting your own dreams from your own point of view. You can start to tell the difference. And when you're on the right track of interpreting your dreams, you're going to have confirmations. It's gonna be confirmed to you through your environment and through your heart leaping and saying, "Hey, you're on the right track." Okay. I hope that helped you guys. I really do. I absolutely love hearing from you. So, you know, in your free time, if you have some questions for me, please drop me a line at night_talker@rocketmail.com. night_talker, T-A-L-K-E-R, @rocketmail.com. Remember, if you want to, you can put a Skype number in and we can Skype a call together. Who knows? I can tape you. You can be on the show. And that would be exciting, I think. I hope that you will take a chance and write to me. Ask me questions. Tell me your dreams. Let me help you help yourself to interpret your own dreams. Okay, everyone. I'd like to say, in closing, we've come to the end of our show again. Just be good to yourself. Be careful out there on the highways. This is a very scary time of the year with other people driving really crazily out there. People cut you off just so they can get in line to get some free donuts. Okay, it's a crazy time of the year. I had someone cut me off the other day and didn't lose my cool, just said a little blessing to him. And saw him in line. He cut me off so he can get in line to get some pizza. And I thought, wow, all of that. You could have caused an accident just to get a slice of pizza. Yeah, okay. But, you know, to each his own. I will be careful in the highways. I hope you are too. Keep dreaming. Keep solving problems. And help somebody this season. And always, good night. From the Dream Whisperer, your night talker, R.D. Pierce, signing out. Thank you for listening.